The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning in the 12th chapter. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord. A 100 years ago to this very day, an armistice was signed that ended the hostilities that came to be known as the Great War. The war to end all wars. It was World War I. November 11th quickly became a day of remembrance, and since today is November 11th, and since we're precisely 100 years from the signing of the armistice, and since our text in the Hebrews chapter 9 speaks of a bloody death, this is a great opportunity to discuss the meaning of sacrifice. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 11-11-11 of 1918, hostilities ceased. World War I had been raging for 4 long years, leaving 9 million soldiers dead and 21 million wounded. Germany, Russia, France, and Great Britain each lost around 1 million soldiers. The United States lost 116,000, about twice the number that were killed in Vietnam. By the end of the war, Germany was running out of soldiers and supplies, and the country was facing an imminent invasion. On November 11th, 1918, German leaders met with the Allied leaders in a railroad car in France. And there they signed the armistice agreement. World War I was over, and no more blood would be shed. Then the remembrances began. 1 year later, November 11th was declared in many countries Armistice Day. It became a federal holiday in the United States in 1938. And later, in the aftermath of World War II and the Korean War, the name was changed to Veterans Day. The day is now a holiday dedicated to American veterans of all of our wars. Red poppies are sold to raise money for veterans. These flowers are symbols of World War I, tied to the poppies that began to grow after the burial of fallen soldiers in Flanders Field Cemetery in Belgium. The poem "In Flanders Field" by John McCrae includes these lines. "In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. and now we lie in Flanders Field. Great Britain, France, and other European countries celebrate November 11th at 11 a.m. with 2 minutes of silence. Perhaps we should do the same in remembrance of those who have served our country. Let's take a moment to think about their sacrifice as you close your eyes and you picture this scene. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row. Between the crosses, row on row. We've been observing this holiday for 100 years, and the fact that it falls on a Sunday gives us an opportunity to reflect on the veterans who gave their lives and remind us of the blood of Christ shed for us on the cross. The letter to the Hebrews speaks of Jesus as the one who came to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. He shed his own blood on the cross once for all. Jesus was not like the high priest in the Jerusalem temple who entered the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. That is, with blood of sacrificial animals, not his own. No, Jesus offered his own blood on the cross, and his sacrifice was offered one time to bear the sins of many. But what is the true significance of sacrifice offered by veterans and by Jesus? When veterans make their sacrifice, they give up their own security for the security of others. They put themselves in harm's way to protect their family members, their friends, and their neighbors from danger. Following the example of Jesus, they show a willingness to lay down one's life for one's friends. But not every veteran is a fighter. Desmond Doss was a devout Christian who refused to touch a weapon or to even work on the Sabbath. He enlisted in the army during World War II because he believed in the cause, offering to be a combat medic. At first, the army wanted nothing to do with Desmond. He just didn't fit into the Army's model of what a good soldier should be. Members of his battalion considered him a pest. They saw him as a slacker. They didn't see him as a soldier. But at Okinawa in the spring of 1949, Desmond and his company faced a grueling task. They had to climb a steep, jagged cliff and face thousands of heavily armed Japanese soldiers. Under heavy fire, Desmond climbed the ridge and crawled from wounded soldier to wounded soldier, dragging them to safety. He was praying the whole time, "Lord, please help me get just one more." In the end, he saved 75 men over a 12-hour period. And if you've seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge, you'll know how difficult that saving of men was. I recommend that movie if you get a chance. The soldiers who had shamed Desmond Doss now praised him. And his captain described him as one of the bravest persons alive. President Harry Truman awarded Desmond the Medal of Honor in 1945. He was and is an example of a veteran who gave up his own security for the security of others, both on the battlefield and back at home. When Jesus made his sacrifice, he appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. Through his death on the cross, Jesus bore the sins of many. And the result is that we are restored to a right relationship with God. The sacrifice of Christ is good news for all who struggle with sin and with guilt. But it's not immediately clear how the death of Jesus removes sin and brings us back into a relationship with God. To understand this, how this works, we need to step back and take a look at what Jesus faced in Jerusalem. A struggle that was every bit as harrowing as the fight on Okinawa. Presbyterian pastor and author Mark Sandlin points out that one of the most significant factors that put Jesus on the cross was his actions in the temple courtyard. Jesus entered the courtyard during Holy Week, knowing that he was entering the religious, political, and economic power center for the region of Judah, much like Desmond climbed the cliff. He knew exactly what he was doing, fully aware that he would be seen as a threat, much like Desmond. His words and actions were in full view of the Roman guards who were there to arrest and crucify anyone who was viewed as an opponent of the Roman power. Much like Desmond was in view of the Japanese soldiers. So why did Jesus die? He died because he offended the people and changed and challenged the status quo. He could have remained silent, like Desmond, but he didn't. Instead, he spoke up for and helped the people around him who were being stepped on, used, and abused. Desmond became a combat medic and helped those that were injured. Sandlin says that Jesus died on a cross to show us what love looks like in action. I believe that Desmond did the same. We shouldn't be surprised that Jesus did this. After all, he's the one who said to his followers, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So like Desmond Doss and the others who have given up their own security for the security of others, Jesus showed us what love in action looks like. Hopefully that's not Jesus calling. And you thought you were going to get away with it. What made Christ's sacrifice unique was that it was offered once to bear the sins of many. The sins of many are the things that separate people from God and from each other. These sins are any unloving words or actions that drive wedges between people and destroy relationships. What Jesus did on the cross, he showed true sacrificial love in action, in a way that had the power to restore broken relationships and change people forever. The cross of Christ was a kind of 11-11-11 moment. When Jesus died, hostilities ceased. Christ's sacrificial act does away with sin, says biblical scholar Richard Nelson. It was an act that removed the obstacle that blocked the relationship between God and God's people. The death of Jesus saves us from our sins by giving us a new path for our lives, one that challenges us to follow Christ in the way of love. When we put our faith in Jesus and really trust him to be our Lord, we are able to love God and neighbor in a whole new way. Keep in mind, there's a huge difference between knowing God and knowing about God. Our lives are enriched by the love of Christ instead of being corrupted by sinful separation from God and neighbor. This path is challenging, but fortunately, we don't have to walk it alone. Hebrews also tells us that Jesus will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The life of Jesus continues long after his death and resurrection, and we can be thankful that he is always walking ahead of us, calling us to follow him into the future. The armistice was signed at a particular point, 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Our veterans have served in a variety of wars, all of which had a beginning and an end. But the saving work of Jesus Christ goes on and will continue until the end of time. Amen.